Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Now, I don't remember anyone on this station ever asking what you like to put on your hot dog. I don't think that's a fair criticism of any topic I have ever heard on the station. So could we at least, you know, I love criticism. Welcome in. Happy Friday, by the way. I love criticism. Like, I think I get better when people are critical. And believe me, people are critical. I think criticism is the best way. If you can't listen to criticism or if you think you're so good that you can't be critiqued, you're going to suck at what you do. I think that's true. Like, I think you have to be able to realize that you're never going to be perfect. But fair criticism. That's all we ask for, right? You want to tear apart something I talked about? Believe me, a lot of you want to tear apart what I said yesterday. That's fine. But don't just pull some BS that's fake. Just makes you look worse, in my opinion. Anyway, hope you're having a great start to your Friday. For all of you college football fans out there, championship weekend has hit us the first weekend in December. And it is absolutely freezing cold. Bitterly cold outside our studios. I started my car and had it heating up for like 30 minutes this morning because it was so cold. Found the snow pants. Everything else I had obviously already had out. It was already pretty cold. So, you know, just be smart, as I always say. Especially if you're going to the Bills game on Sunday. I'll be there, obviously. Just make sure you layer up and, you know, you don't want any exposed skin for a long period of time. That is football season, right? You start the season, I mean, you're wearing shorts, you're wearing whatever. And then by December, you're all bundled up. And it's another observation, and Mazurowski's talked about this, how we talk about the ticket prices at Bills games and how high they've been on the secondary market, especially in September and October. But as Brian's pointed out, you look at tickets as it gets colder outside. Now, the Jets game might be different because that looks like, unless there's a miracle, that's going to be the last game at Highmark Stadium. Or as they said in the Hallmark movie, Highmark, because that's what everyone just runs around talking about, Highmark. No offense to the good people at Highmark, but no one calls the stadium just Highmark. Not many people call it Highmark Stadium, to be fair. Back to what I was saying. That one will be high just because it will be the last, probably the last game at the stadium. But, I mean, if you remember a few years ago, the Bills played the Patriots in the wild card round. It was the first, you know, first time that more than 6,000 fans were allowed at a playoff game in Buffalo since the 90s. And you could go on the secondary market the day of and get $45 tickets because it was so cold. So those, you know, outrageous amounts of money tickets really does depend on the weather. Like, I'm sure you could probably go pretty cheap on Sunday in the secondary market, especially if the weather continues to be like it is today. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills and their game this weekend, yesterday, I started the show by talking about this, and Tom and I got into this a little bit. The Bills claimed Darius Slay, and I don't, we're not talking football, don't worry, that's for our friends at GR. But Darius Slay was picked up off the waivers. He had been waived. And, you know, Buffalo got their bid in, and he said, you know what, I'm actually thinking about maybe not playing anymore. And here's the quote. This is from Darius Slay. Quote, I told them, I talked to them, it was just like a neutral talk. I said, man, I'm 34. I know y'all watching tape, but I'm trying to relax with my family. I'm not trying to pack up and move. And no offense to Buffalo, it's cold as hell. I'm from the South. And that was Darius Slay. And you know, Buffalo, again, every time I think of what people think of Buffalo, I just think of That 70s Show. If you remember the episode where Red's watching the weather report, and you know he says, I'm thankful I'm not those losers in Buffalo. Or he might have said those suckers in Buffalo. I can't remember the exact phrase. I mean, that's our reputation, right? Buffalo is cold. And when you talk about Buffalo, to anyone who doesn't live here or who's never been here, they say it's cold, right? I know two people from the South who moved to Buffalo and have been here for, I think, 40 years, close to 40 years. That's my parents, right? Both grew up in the great state, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And moved up here in the 80s. My dad got transferred. And, you know, they knew how cold it was. But they were flown to Buffalo on that beautiful February weekend. My dad always tells the story. That beautiful February weekend where it's not too cold, right? You're like, oh, I always call it the tease. We get it in either February or March when it's like a spring-like weekend and you get that spring smell in the air. Just for us, for snow and 20 degrees to hit you on Monday. That's the weekend they came to Buffalo. Like, well, it's not that cold at all. Look at all, you know, look at all this. This is fun. They went to a Bills game. Anyway, but Buffalo, I mean, it's known for being cold, right? That's what people know about Buffalo. Now, I'm going to tie this into something I talked about yesterday and that you all got mad at me, except for Paul. We all love Paul. He called in and had my back. But, you know, Darius Slay is fair to say it's cold as hell in Buffalo. It is. The real feel was like 1 this morning, okay? Fair to say. Now, say that you have someone who's contemplating living in Buffalo. And you tell them about the summers are amazing, right? You play them that song. You know, the rock and roll girl song, If I Had My Way, I'd Shuffle Off to Buffalo, Sit by the Lake, and Watch the World Go By, right? You would talk about how great summer is. If you don't mention the winters, you're not being fair to someone who's thinking about moving to Buffalo. If you just talk about how great football season is and summer, but don't talk about, like, you know, at the end of football season, it gets so cold, you have to get up 30 minutes early to brush off your car and heat it up. In my opinion, you ready for this, Tanner? This is where we're going. In my opinion, that is just like a couple comes to you and says, hey, we're thinking about having kids. And you talk about all the good stuff, right? How fun they are. When watching them grow, watching them run around, when they start talking, they say funny things. But you don't mention the sleepless nights. When you're sick, you still have to be at the top of your game parenting. and you don't mention all of that other stuff, that's as unfair to the prospective parents as it is to someone looking at Buffalo. And that's all I was saying yesterday. And man, did I get some emails. But all I did not say parenting is awful. I said, you got to be honest. You know, we tell people before they, I'm not going to say that. But you got to be honest with people, right? It's just like if someone were to move to Buffalo and you talk about all the great stuff, but you leave out that the city has a deficit and the incoming mayor is hiring four deputy mayors, so it doesn't look like they're going to learn their lesson in the city, or how cold it gets. And that, by the way, there's more cold months in Buffalo than warm months, right? It's December 5th. It was 10 degrees when I woke up. 4 months from now, it'll still be cold. 4 months from now, you'll still have to have your heavy coat, your gloves, ready to walk outside. 4 months from now, you'll still have to make sure that you leave the heat all the way up in your car. So when you start it from the house, it actually warms up. You don't have to walk out there until the car's warm. That's the honesty of Buffalo. But there is a lot of good, right? We talk about this all the time. 803-0930, star 930. I want both. I want to make a list for Darius Slay. Okay, the cold is bad, in my opinion. Some people love the cold, right? And by the way, you know how I feel. If we could have a white Christmas followed by 76 degrees in January, that would be Joe Beamer's perfect world, right? Where winter lasts for a month and a half. However, I'm also a big fan of local business, and I hope that the ski slopes get all the snow in the world and that you skiers can have, you know, until April with amazing snow and whatever. I get that. I want local business to be booming, and I want people to enjoy their hobbies. I always say I wish I had gotten into skiing. I wish I'd gotten into snowboarding. But if Darius Slay were to call you, WBEN listener, and ask you to give a pro and a con of Western New York, what is on that list? 803-0930, star 930. I have obviously thought of this because this was a topic that came up. And for me, I do think one of the positives we have to mention are the summers. We have the best, I think the best summers, right? Now, I love the state of Florida, right? If Tim Wenger were to walk into here right now and say, hey, there's a station in Florida that says we want Joe Beamer, I'm not sure I would actually do that because I wouldn't know what to talk about, but you get my point. I love the state of Florida. It is really hot in the summer in the state of Florida. You cannot say that Florida has great summers because it gets, I mean, just like Vegas. Vegas, there's a reason that you can stay at the Excalibur for $15 a night in August in Las Vegas, and that's because it is hot as hell. Right? Buffalo has the best summer. Yeah, we get up to the 90s for a week or two. Beautiful. Put on that sunscreen. Soak it all in. One of the negatives I would say about Western New York, and I know this is the easy one, and I'll be called a hack for saying this, but one of the negatives for Western New York is the politicians and what I think is to be poorly run, a poorly run, fiscally poorly run county. That would be a con. That would be one of the negatives of Western New York. Right. And I would point out the plumber for the holding center and, you know, talking about the doom and gloom up ahead, but then buying a golf course and sinking $7 million to revitalize it and adding seven jobs. That's a negative. A positive of Western New York, I think, is the people. And I know people say that's said all the time, but I think some of the best people. I mean, I obviously love the people here. I love Western New York. There's a reason I'm still here. Right. Well, I also have a job here, and I love my job, and I would do anything to keep this job. You always have to say that in radio. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. But I love my job, and I love my family, and my parents are still here, even though they're not from here. They've been here for 40 years now. So, you know, I love being here, and I do think the people are great. You know, I dropped off my son yesterday at my parents' house. You know, it was early in the morning. And one of their neighbors had, you know, gone. Now, maybe it was my dad, and I just am not being fair to him. Maybe he had gotten up wicked early and did this, but it looked as if one of the neighbors had taken the snowblower and gone like three houses, you know, up and had taken care of everyone's sidewalk. You know, and you see that all over the place, right? The blizzard of 22, an awful time, right? Lost almost 50 people, but there could have been more lost if it weren't for people going out, risking their own lives in the snow, in the cold, to check on people, to rescue people, to bring food to people. I mean, really, when challenged, most people in Western New York will step up to the plate and do whatever is needed for their neighbor. And I think that is amazing, and I do not believe that is a quality that you get in every city in America. I would also say another positive, and this is something my dad says all the time, being from a small town, I think Buffalo has that small town feel. Now, for some people, that would be an awful thing. But I think it has that small town feel with big city benefits. Now, we don't have the downtown that I think we'd all like, but we have professional sports teams, right? We have shopping. We have a lot of the benefits of a city, but you turn on the news, and for some reason, anyone on the news, any story that comes up, you know someone. There is a chain connection you can make to every big story in Western New York. Everybody knows somebody, right? You run into someone from Buffalo in Las Vegas at a casino, and somehow at the end of the day, you know their neighbor, right? My wife and I went to Nashville for our honeymoon. We're on a food tour, and the one person on the food tour is from Buffalo, and who's their neighbor? Sal Capaccio. It's like, oh, I know Sal, right? I mean, everybody knows somebody. It does have a small town feel. I would put that as a positive. 803-0930, star 930. Pros and cons of Western New York. And let's start with our friend in Holland, John. Hey, John.
Oh, hi, Beamer. You know, I was thinking about this while I was on hold. I told Tanner, can we just do like a tagline? We mean well, but sometimes it sucks. Like, it's an easy way to sell it, you know? Like, oh, well, tell me about the sucky part. Nah, I'd rather not. But we mean well.
Would you like to replace an all-America city with we mean well, Buffalo? Mean
well. Buffalo. We can't get it done, but we mean well. You know, I was thinking about the weather thing, though, right? Like, you said it while I was waiting. You love your job. Now, in all honesty, would you spend an extra 8 or 9 hours at the studio if you weren't working?
I have spent an extra 8 or 9 hours at the studio when not working because, you know, I love being surrounded by radio because I'm a nerd.
So, okay. So let's call that the exception to the rule.
Yeah, I would say if I didn't have a wife and kid at home, John, I would probably meander around these studios for Bowerly's entire show, which would probably drive Tom crazy.
I'm just waiting for the invite. I'll come hang out with you all day.
I love it.
You know, if I was at a job site, and I got to imagine the people that work in an office feel the same way, you don't want to hang out there all day long. Like, if someone's going to come to the city with the intent of, I'm coming there because I've got a job there, you know, especially when it comes to sports, when you're playing, it makes sense that you live here. But I don't know if I could sell the summers as my primary reason that you got to be a year-round resident. When a season's over or things like that, people love to hightail it out of here. We don't often see most of our athletes sticking around all summer long.
That's a great point. We actually, we're lucky we see the former athletes here, you know, doing stuff in the summer. But you're right. I mean, when I lived in Orchard Park, we lived in a complex where a few of the players would live during the season. There was no one there once the season was over.
Right. So we've got to come up with a tag that's going to be better than just, hey, we've got four seasons. Yeah, one of them's longer than all the rest combined. But how do we sell the winter? Like, we always find things to do. There's always something to do in Western New York, which I love. But we got to try harder than just our summers are great.
Yeah, I mean, you got a great point because summers are great, but that might not be the great sell, especially when you follow it up with there's more cold months than warm months.
Yeah, well, you know, especially if they're good at math and they can figure out the amount out of 12.
That's why we have to go into these colleges and tell that to the freshmen. They won't be able to do the math equation.
It's a good point. Common Core ruined us all.
Hey, John, always appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. John in Holland, it's Beamer on WBEM. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's right. Ladies in the sun. Unless you're breaking one of the laws, and one of the four deputy mayors might be also there. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are making a list of the pros, the cons, the positive, the negatives of Western New York. This all stemming from a Darius Slay comment yesterday where he said a bunch of words. But one thing he said is, Buffalo, it's cold as hell. I'm from the South. You know, and I think that's, I don't think that's fair to people from the South. Again, my parents are from Virginia. You know, it is cold here and they've made it work for 40 plus years, right? 40 years, 40 plus years. No, math is not my strong suit. We talked about this a few weeks ago. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. On said text board, someone says, "Hi, Joe. I used to work downstairs from your studio at the dental implant office. We met once. I moved to Honolulu last February and don't miss the cold one bit." Another is, "Joe, it's cold and the view from the 90 on the 190 to Church Street makes the city look like a..." Well, I can't say that word, but it's not pleasant, unfortunately. Another person says, "The changeable weather is exciting." All right. "Canal side is a joke and oversold." I guess we'd put that in the negative. "It is too cold, but it's my own damn fault. I haven't brought..." "It's too damn cold, but it's my own damn fault that I haven't bought tickets yet for Puerto Rico because of the new flights from JetBlue." Another person says, "Thriving cities have lots of good restaurants. Ours are closing. Chefs and Chop House will be next." I hope not. "The empty..." I hope this texter is wrong because I love Chefs and I love the Chop House. "The empty Adams Mark and most of the Statler empty are dried up Main Street. Should I continue?" I mean, yeah. I mean, it's something that obviously I always talk about is how disappointing our downtown is. And I do believe, and I know we talked with Mitch Nowakowski yesterday, and he and I obviously disagree on a lot politically. I think filling in the 33 would just, I think would make matters much worse downtown. Again, that's my opinion. And I feel like we have a lot of people in city and county government who stop progress. The only progress our elected officials want is progress where they benefit, where they make money, where they can add more jobs and more friends and family. Right? I mean, think about all the times the city of Buffalo, again, we talked about this a few days ago, where projects come to die. That would be on the negative list. That would definitely make the list of pros and cons of Western New York. It's where development projects come to die. And the city or the county or the state like to get in the way of those projects. That is definitely on that list. Right? We can't afford, I mean, again, I would put, you can't afford a plumber for the holding center, but you can have a golf course in Amherst. I think that needs to be said. But, you know, there are a lot of positives. And, you know, like John said, you can't just sell off the summer because the summer is so short. He's right. But, you know, in summer, a lot of boaters, right? Great boating weather. You got the lake. You got the falls, not for the boats, but you got the falls 20 minutes north. You got Canada. You can international travel and be home for dinner. That's pretty cool. So there are positives. I know this is going to sound so small town. You have an airport that can get you to places around the country, right? We have nonstop flights to Los Angeles, Puerto Rico, Fort Myers, Orlando, Las Vegas. Those are positives. You can get out of here very quick. Well, that might be misleading because the way airlines work these days, you might get delayed, canceled. My dad's flew to Virginia this morning. He was supposed to fly out last night. Flight got canceled last night at the airport. Anyway, I think the Buffalo is cold. It's true. And by the way, you got to tell people when they're considering moving to Buffalo, you got to be honest and say, hey, it does get cold here. It gets cold. And by the way, that really nice car that you're buying, if you're an NFL player, that nice car you're buying, we throw tons of salt on the roads, except for when the county runs out because they forgot to buy it and their Home Depot card doesn't work. But we throw lots of salt on the roads, and that eats away at your car if you don't take it to the car wash regularly in the winter. And if you don't, even if you do take your car regularly to the car wash, that salt's going to get up under certain places. If you have a car long enough, that salt will make regular projects for your mechanic more difficult. So they'll have to replace more, which means it will cost you more. Again, you got to be fair. just like I said yesterday, when someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, I think we're ready to have kids," you got to be honest. You got to put the negative and the positive. There's a lot of positive, lots of positive. There's some negative too. Same with the city of Buffalo or with Western New York. There's positives, but you got to know there's stuff going on, right? It gets cold. We don't have competent leadership at a lot of places here in Western New York. And it's just something that you got to throw out. 803-0930, star 930. If I were to ask you, what's the main reason you would leave Western New York? Is it the current condition of Western New York, given politics, business, whatever? Or is it the weather? What would be, and I'm guessing I know the answer, because if you're listening to my voice right now in Buffalo, I'm guessing the cold hasn't moved you out yet. But what would be the number one reason to move out of Western New York? Would you move, if the day came and you were moving, is it most likely that you're moving out because of the weather? Or because, you know, you couldn't find a job? You don't think there's a good future for Western New York? What would be your reason for leaving Western New York? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. You know, I could see myself one day leaving Western New York. I don't know what that reason would be, though. I don't like the cold. I will be honest with you. I am not one of these people, you know, "Oh, I love it when it's 20 degrees out." No, I don't. No, I don't. But I can't imagine that would be. I mean, I'm 37. I've lived in New York State my entire life. I've lived in the cold. It's not like in Hornell we had palm trees and, you know, I mean, I've lived here my whole life. I'm still here. So I can't imagine it would be the cold that I would leave. Now, if I left, right, if I got fired today and at the same time my wife got fired and we're looking to move, I do think we'd look in warm weather places. Yes, but I don't think it would be the reason we moved. Like, I think we'd have a life event would have to happen for us to move. Does that make sense? So as much as I don't like the cold, I can't imagine the cold is why we would move. But if that came up, if it had to happen, we would look to warm weather places. I think that, does that make sense? 803-0930, star 930. So it wouldn't be the cold that kicked us out. It would be another life event. But we would look warm weather. Like, I couldn't imagine leaving Buffalo. Again, unless there's a great job somewhere. I couldn't imagine leaving Buffalo for another cold weather place. But it wouldn't be the cold weather that made me move. We would just go warmer if that day ever came. 803-0930, star 930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Nearly everyone I know that left Buffalo has returned within 10 years. Interesting. I have been out of school for over 10 years, and I can tell you that there are people I know who went to school out of state and are still living there almost 20 years later. So I haven't met that logic, but to your point, I do know people also who left and have come back and have left again. I know someone who left, came back, left again, came back again. So it's crazy, and, you know, they're only in their 30s. Let's go to Pat on a cell. Pat, your thoughts.
Joe, the only thing that could make me leave Western New York is if my daughter somehow decided to leave my wife and I and follow her, like in the movies. That's the only thing. I think Western New York's a great place. I'll take the cold over those wildfires and the Palisades anytime. And it's naive to believe that any place else you go in this entire country, that politics would be any different. People are naturally who they are, greedy and nasty and partisan. So I'll take the cold.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. There's no utopia of politics. That's actually the beauty of America, is that everywhere you go is going to have their diversity of opinion. That's the beauty of this country.
Yeah, so, you know, people complain about taxes. You look at the services we get here. New York State supplies, I think it's 23 additional things to Medicare for seniors that other states don't. So I'll take that. That's why a lot of seniors keep mailing addresses here and post office boxes so that they can take advantage of the health care New York has to offer.
Now, Pat, if I remember correctly, you worked in the cold, right? I mean, so the cold weather, is it something you're just used to? Does it get more on your nerves every year? Or
I walked out of the house this morning in a short sleeve T-shirt and a sweatshirt.
Oh, come on.
I have a coat in the truck. I walk around like this all day long. We have big machines that we plow with. You know, I get in there, and once the heat's on, I'm in a T-shirt and headphones. You adapt to it. I think if you tell yourself the cold is horrible, then the cold's going to be horrible. If you tell yourself the cold's tolerable, then it'll be tolerable. I mean, I saw kids out yesterday with shorts and T-shirts on, walking out of the store with their parents. And I even commented, it was beautiful, wonderful to be that young and be able to do that.
Yeah, I had that phase myself, Pat, where I would wear shorts all year round. And now the thought of it makes me shiver just imagining it.
Yeah, we're getting older. But I'm telling you, Western New York is, I've been all over. I was offered a big job out of town. I turned it down. There's no place like home.
That is true. That is true. I mean, and Pat, it's so when you know, I mean, you heard me talk about the Hallmark movie. When other people trash Buffalo, I get offended. It's like, hey, whoa. I can trash Buffalo. You don't live here. Get the hell out of here. You can't talk about my city.
Yeah, I can say I've got an ugly kid. You better not say it. I'm punching them out.
100%. Hey, Pat, appreciate the call. Pat on a cell. It should be noted, and I should have said this at the beginning, Darius Slay did play in Detroit, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. Now, to be fair, Detroit plays indoors, right? So they're not playing in the cold at home. Philadelphia, yeah, it gets cold in Philadelphia. They also, you know, get to travel to places like Dallas. Dallas and, well, Washington gets cold. And Pittsburgh. And I do, this part upsets me. Now, if he really wants to retire, that's fine. You didn't have to throw the dig at Buffalo. But 34. Can we, I know you're an NFL player and you've been hit and, you know, your body has taken a lot more of a beating than my body ever will. I get it. But can we stop pretending that 34, I'm 37 and I guarantee in 20 years, outside will feel more cold to me now than it does at 37. 34 is not an old age. Oh, I'm too old to be putting up with that cold weather. So at 34, you're like, hey, I'm 34. I want to go play in a tropical climate now. I don't know. Again, I can understand not wanting to play out in the cold, even though I have been going to games out in the cold my entire life. But I mean, playing the game is a whole different thing. But it should be pointed out he's played in cold weather cities. Again, Detroit plays indoors, so if we're talking about game atmosphere, Detroit Ford Field pretty warm. I mean, they've hosted the Super Bowl. Mary and Wilson, Mary, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, hey, Joe, how are you doing? I like your topic today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I wouldn't move because of weather, because I wouldn't know where to go, because there's so many disastrous areas that have hurricanes and all kinds of horrible weather. So I would have to say that the reason I would move would be because if Kathy Hochul gets reelected.
So if she was given another chance, you'll be packing up the bags.
Yes. Her all-electric mandate and everything else she wants to, you know what I mean?
That's a great point. And you know what? I feel like I'm guilty of exactly what Elise Stefanik said, don't be guilty of. You know, since they put a pause on it, that's kind of taken a back seat in my head. But you're right. If she gets reelected, there's no way they're not going forward with not only that, but the electric car mandate and then the appliances in 2030. I mean, that's something definitely to keep our eyes on. And Mary, I think a lot of people fit into that category where they'll be looking to pack up because they don't want the state telling them what they can and can't buy when it comes to appliances.
Exactly. So that's my thoughts today.
That's a good one, Mary. And I apologize to Elise Stefanik. I have let it take a back seat in my head, and we really shouldn't as we get into this election year.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mary. Mary and Wilson, the electric mandate. because, you know, to Pat's point, yeah, you're going to have politics everywhere you go, and there's going to be disagreements everywhere you go. But you can find a few, you can find many states that aren't going to have the mandates that New York, again, if Kathy Hochul gets reelected, will continue to push. It's on a pause. It hasn't been eliminated. It hasn't been repealed. It's on pause. And remember, it's phase one. And if they go further, it's going to be, you know, you have to drive an electric car and you can only have electric appliances. So that's a good one. That's a good one. And yeah, it's something we definitely cannot forget about just because the current mandate is on a pause. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. I'll continue taking your calls on this. I do want to get into Christmas music. Yes, I know. Oh, the USA Today came out with a list of the 10 worst Christmas songs. Now, I agree with many songs on this list. I disagree with, there's one that I, and you guys are going to get mad at me and laugh at me. There's one I really disagree with. And I want to get to that. I also have a question for you. And I think we'll do this in reverse of how I'm teasing it. There is, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a trend with people who have been terminally ill who pre-write pre-write like a social media post. And they have someone post it when they die that announces their own death. Now, I don't want to get too morbid on a Friday. But if given the opportunity, would you pre-write a social media post to announce your own death? I want to talk about that just a little bit, and then we'll talk about Christmas music, and what do you miss from Christmas past? There is one my mom brought up yesterday that I didn't even think of, and now that she mentions it, you know what? I do miss it, and we'll talk about that and much, much more. It's Joe Beamer on a Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, it's hour number two on a Friday. Hopefully your weekend's off to a decent start, or the end of your week is ending well. I don't know how to, whatever. Hopefully it's a great Friday for you. We are live here on WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on the show. And we'll be talking Christmas music in just a second. This has become a trend. People announcing their death on social media. And this is the most recent. This is from the Post, obviously. Netflix star, mom of three, Priscilla Anderson, announces own death in heartbreaking post. The Netflix star and country music singer Priscilla Anderson has died at 45 after a battle with cancer, and she announced the death herself in a heartbreaking social media post. The star, who appeared on Netflix's 2020 reality show Country Ever After, delivered the sad news that she had lost her battle with colon cancer in a post. Announcement posted on her behalf by her friend. Quote, if you're reading this, I finally slipped into the arms of Jesus, peacefully and surrounded by love. Anderson wrote in the post, shared to Instagram on December 2nd. Please don't stay in the darkness of this moment. I fought hard and I loved deeply. She added, I am not gone. I'm home. So I've got to say, if you were in a position where you could announce your death like that, right? Like, you know, you know the time is coming, you have a terminal illness, and, you know, you say, hey, Tanner, here's, I want this posted on my socials, here's my password and everything, and then, you know, when the moment comes, Tanner is responsible for posting it on all my socials. I don't know, to me, that's, I understand, like, hey, this is the, you know, you're hearing it from me, you're hearing it from the source, but, I mean... You know, there's a few things we have to tackle here, right? I mean, I think if I knew the moment it was coming, I probably would post, you know, I would probably write up a little something like that. But I think it also, I mean, there's people that don't want to face reality. And I, believe me, I can understand that. I say one thing now as someone who I think is healthy. But I couldn't imagine going to the doctor. You know, I have my colonoscopy in less than a month. I couldn't imagine, you know, if I get bad news or how, you know, hopefully that I think that's going to go fine. But let's just say, you know, obviously I think the way I look at it now would be completely different. And that's why it's not fair for me to put, to say, oh, I'd be ready to post and everything. I think that's how I feel today. But I'm not sure. You know, I know of people that, you know, they get that news. And, you know, hey, you fight hard, right? Everything they give you, you try everything under the sun. You do everything you can to be there for your family as long as you can. But there are people who, you know, they don't want to face the reality. And gosh, can you blame them? I know there's some people, they say, you know, they're not scared of death. I will tell you 100%, being honest with this audience, I am. Like, I feel like I have a lot more to do. I want to see my son grow up. I want to see, you know, how life goes. I am 100% scared to die. At 37, 100% scared to die. And if I had that news, if I was terminally ill, you know, that's why, you know, we did a show a few weeks ago and someone called in talking about, you know, they've been given so many years by their doctor. And I that was like a month ago, right, Tanner? That was over a month ago. And I am still amazed by the strength that person showed. I mean, they were able to call in, talk about, you know, yeah, this is the reality. I mean, facing reality. And I'm amazed by that strength, amazed by being able to talk about it so freely. And, you know, again, I think in that state, then you're able to also take in every minute that you have on this earth. But I think when you get that news, your life changes, obviously, and your perspective obviously changes as well. But anyone out there, could you imagine writing a post, pre-writing it now? It's like people who plan their own funerals, right? My friend's mother, you know, knew her time was coming to an end, and she planned her own funeral, and it made it just that much. I mean, it made it very meaningful, but it also made it very emotional, knowing that every number, every part of that was through her vision. And I can imagine, you know, if I'm a loved one, and you know, I wasn't the one who was selected to post this on social media, and you see this, like, you know, these are the final words that this person wanted out there for the universe. It's it's the realities of 2025 with social media. You know, I mean, how many of us have a friend who passed away and on their birthday, we still write happy birthday on their Facebook page, right? You know, happy heavenly birthday. I think we all have someone, or maybe, you know, more than one. We visit their Facebook page and, you know, it's like we're still talking to them. Anyway, that was just something I saw come across my screen, and I thought I would share with you. I don't know, if is that something that becomes more common? Are we going to see more of that now? Because I've seen that a few times. You know, people, celebrities who've posted to their social media pages through, you know, a friend with words they had written before they passed. But that was interesting. Came across the screen. I thought I would share it. You know me. I love Christmas music. I've been listening to Christmas music since September 19th, my birthday. And today, the USA Today, they came out with the top 10 worst Christmas songs. Now, I'm going to tell you their top 10 worst. But that wouldn't be much of a radio show. So I need you to call in with the worst Christmas song of all time. 803-0930, *930. We'll do the best Christmas song down the road. Okay, you know, when we get close to Christmas Eve, I love talking Christmas stuff. And by the way, not to get you too excited, I'm doing an extra hour on Christmas Eve. I know, I mean, I can feel the excitement in the air when I just said that. Yes, you get 3 hours of Beamer on Christmas Eve, so I might show up to work in my Halloween costume, which was Santa. So I'm just letting you know now. 803-0930, worst Christmas songs of all time. Now, I will tell you what on this list I 100% agree with. I'll also play you a little snippet of the ones I 100% agree with. But there are so many. I mean, if you think about it, we've been recording Christmas songs since, before anyone in this audience was born, right? I mean, the Christmas record is one of the oldest, consistently things in music, right? The Beach Boys had a Christmas album. Sinatra, my wife and I were listening to the Frank Sinatra Christmas album last night. So with all that music, there's going to be a bad Christmas song or two. This right here, which landed number 9 on the worst Christmas songs of all time, this is one I completely agree with, and here we go.
Wish you a very merry cherry Christmas.
Oh yeah, that is.
And a holly holy holiday too. Underneath your tree, may there always be sounds of harmony, not a song sung.
Sorry, Neil. I don't mean to speak poorly of Neil Diamond. That is not a good Christmas song, and it's rightfully on the worst Christmas songs of all time USA Today list. Now, there is a song on this list that I completely disagree with, but we call that a tease, and I'm not going to tell you right now. Number 2 on this, now that was number 9, Neil Diamond. Number 2 on the list, I don't agree with, but I'm guessing a majority of people in this audience agree with this. This is the number 2 worst Christmas song of all time, according to USA Today. I don't disagree, but I also don't agree because in my opinion, you cannot go Christmas without hearing this song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
It's just gets stuck in your head.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
As for me and Grandpa.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That was number 2, and I think that's a lot of people's. They hate that song. But can I ask you a question? Would Christmas be the same if you didn't hear Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer? Just think about it. Think about a world where you didn't hear Christmas, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Again, I think it can be a bad song, but it's also a necessity at least once a year around the holidays. 803-0930, star 930, worst Christmas song of all time. We'll continue going down the list. Kevin is in Pendleton. He wants to comment on both topics this segment. Kevin, thanks for hanging on.
Let me give you a bonus, man. Three in one, very quickly. Your first topic was Western New York, why you would leave it?
Yes.
Oh, geez. That lady just said it. Not just Kathy Hochul. Just the Democrat leadership. Not Democrats. Not all Democrats, but the Democrat leadership in New York. The dinos, Democrat in name only, and the rhinos. There's enough to make anyone leave New York. I don't care what they say. Anyway, it's in a mess.
No, I agree. I mean, and supermajority in Albany is also giving Kathy Hochul full reign to put her policies in, I think is scary for another 4 years, if that were to happen.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? I mean, all bless her heart, I said the newest flavor, but I shouldn't say that, but the newest flavor that the Republicans and Zora have come out with, but I asked the Palladino campaign. I asked the Zellner. Nobody had a direct answer for me and a clear one. How will you win downstate New York? Nobody had an answer.
Yeah.
In all fairness to Carl, he tried to see what I was saying. But again, the rhinos, man. was in his camp. Anyway, the worst Christmas song ever, Joe. The worst, 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 worst. How can it be a Christmas song? You know that. I tell you every year. The Shoes. The Christmas Shoes.
Oh.
It will make a difference in my Christmas.
Oh.
I will, if I had the opportunity, I'd give everybody $100 if no radio station played that song. Christmas Shoes. What is so great about that song? No.
There,
oh, no, no, please, Joe.
Oh, yeah. This one gets on people's... It's a tearjerker, I'm not going to lie.
Tearjerker? No. It makes me mad. Because how could I want to make that Christmas, man? And especially for those who may have lost someone during Christmas, right? That's the most insensitive song you could ever think of.
Kevin, I think about 90% of the audience will agree with you. I think this is an all around, and for a lot of different reasons. And I think you're 100% correct with what you said.
And the last one, the last point.
Yes.
If I will do a social media, come on, Joe, I could write a book right now because you know what? You know, Joe, in life, you will have those who love you. They will have those who will tolerate you, and you have those who hate you for Lord knows what, right? And you know what, Joe? You don't want at your funeral none of those SOB hypocrites. Oh, Joe, take me with you. You know what? I don't want none of them because, you know, when everybody is now leaving my gravesite, then they're giving me a R. Kelly golden shower. Forget that. No way. On my grave. So you know what? I will, listen, honestly, I mean, if I will make your head spin. Those so-called compassionate conservatives, those rhinos and so, I could tell you stories here, not just politically, but individuals out here. You know what? What you can do when I die? Sue me? Right? But I definitely, in the words of Michael Corleone, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
You do find those to be wise words the older you get, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, thank you. Kevin in Pendleton. I mean, there's many reasons that I'd rather just be cremated and not buried. I mean, Kevin threw another one that wasn't even considered, but now that's another reason I'd rather be cremated than buried. I don't think I need to take up land, you know, after I'm gone. Again, I don't want to die tomorrow. Like I'm excited for the life ahead of me, but when I do come, that's one thing I've you know, I don't want people to spend too much time, you know, crying over. Not that anyone would cry. I've told my wife that, like, you know, when I die, like, yeah, throw a party, cremate me, do whatever, but don't waste too much time. You know, eventually you do have to move on, and I would make sure. I do think, regardless. Again, I think you're in a different perspective once you have the news. But I do think I would be consistent on that. Like, you know, I love you all, but when my time comes, yeah, you know, hopefully have some kind of, hey, Joe was great, Joe sucked, whatever, and then move on with your life. Like, I do think, you know, you have to, unfortunately, not unfortunately, you have to, life does go on, right? And I would hope... I know my family well enough that they'll be able to quickly move on and not forget me, but again, go on with, you know, life continues for good and for bad. Life continues. 803-0930, *930. So we're also making the worst Christmas song of all time list. Now, I've given you two off of the USA Today list. Now, I am surprised. Guys, I've given you three because Kevin and Pendleton named the number three song on the worst Christmas songs of all time list. New song, The Christmas Shoes, was number three. Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Ran Over a Reindeer, number two. Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry Christmas, number nine. That's the official USA Today list. But I want to know, WBEN listeners, the worst Christmas song of all time. We'll do the best Christmas song when we get closer to Christmas in 20 days. But right now, I want to know what's on your list. 803-0930, *930. We'll continue to go down this list. I disagree with number 10 on this list. I disagree with number 6 on this list. I agree with number one. And I think if we're all being fair and honest with ourselves, we will all agree with number one. But that's a tease, and I'll let you know what it is when we come back. Would love to know yours. 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer on a Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Take back the holly and mistletoe. Silver bells on strings. If I wrote a letter to Santa,
this is one of the best, not one of the worst. It is Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930. We're talking worst Christmas songs of all time. We've got number two on the USA Today list, Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Number three, new song, The Christmas Shoes. Number nine, Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry Christmas. What is on your list Let's go to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone said, Mariah Carey. I think that is just the most overplayed song, Christmas song of all time. I don't think it's a bad song. Like, I do think it's a good song that, yeah, but I think it's severely overplayed. I did an interview with a DJ on a Christmas station in St. Louis a few weeks ago. And, she said, people complain about Mariah Carey. They complain, but you know what? We don't play it for a few hours, and I'm getting calls. Why aren't you playing Mariah Carey? All I want for Christmas is you. So it is really one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because you hear it all the time at Christmas time. But if you don't hear it, in my opinion, it's just as bad. But I can see why people are sick of it. Another one, Hippopotamus for Christmas. That is an awful song. Can we just be honest? That's a bad song. I also think All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth is a pretty awful song too. But, you know, I mean, those are classics. You know, I mean, people get upset when I talk about how much I really don't like the Peanuts, Charlie Brown, Peanuts holiday specials. I just never got into it. You know, I get it. Charlie Brown has a huge following and Snoopy and the blimp and everything. Charlie Brown could never be on my TV again and I'd be fine. Now, I don't feel the same way about like Rudolph. Right? Like Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman. I mean, I grew up watching those specials. I didn't grow up in a Charlie Brown house. Like my parents, we didn't sit around the TV and watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special when I was a kid. Right? We watched Rudolph. We watched Frosty. We watched Home Alone. You know, those were the classics, which, I mean, Home Alone was not a classic when I was a kid. It was still a pretty new movie. But that's what we watched in the Beamer house at Christmas time. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, when that came out. So, you know, I don't want to continue to have people think that I love the classics, right? I'm not a Charlie Brown fan, and that's just me. I'm in the minority. I get it. Apple TV paid a lot of money for the Charlie Brown specials. I know, I understand. Another one on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone saying, I love Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. The Paul McCartney Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I agree. That should be on the top 10 list. That is and obviously no offense to Paul McCartney or the Beatles. Are you kidding me? But that's an abomination of a song. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. And it's one of those songs, and if you don't know what, I mean, hey, it's stuck in my head now, so you got to have it stuck in your head. But it's one of those songs like Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer. If you don't like it and you hear it, it gets stuck in your head. I mean, it is an earworm. Yeah, this one is not good. It's not a good one. You're right, Texter. You're absolutely right. 803-0930, star 930, Dave in Buffalo. Dave, what's the worst Christmas song of all time?
Well, the worst Christmas song of all time is one nobody ever plays because it's the worst. It's Tiny Tim, Santa Has Got the AIDS This Year.
Never heard that one, Dave. That didn't make my radar. Sorry. 803-0930, star 930. Is that an actual song or is that just a complete troll? Because I know Tiny Tim, but we're not even. 803-0930, star 930. On a Friday, you get some troll calls on a Friday. You know, speaking of, you should just move on from the troll call, but I remember one of the first times I was doing a live coverage. We had some, I think it was like an ice storm in 2018. Does this ring a bell? And I remember I was driving here and my windshield wiper was stuck to the windshield, but I was so excited that I was getting a chance again to be on the radio that I drove in and my windshield wiper, I tried to move it, froze into the windshield and it broke, okay? And I drove in here and, you know, we're on the air and we're talking about, don't go outside and it's slick and it's cold and we had a bunch of ice and it could make the trees weak and all this stuff. And someone calls in. They obviously had a few adult beverages And I mean, it was my first time experiencing a troll caller. And I forgot who was behind the board. It's someone who's not here anymore, I don't think. And luckily, they, you know, hung up and we were able to move on. But that was the first time. And it's like Fridays and nights. Like, if you're doing live radio, especially on like a Friday night, this ice storm was a Saturday night. Saturday night, early 2018. I want to say like in January. And I mean, those are just, if anyone ever asked my advice on radio, my bosses would say you're asking the wrong guy. But if anyone were to ever ask my advice on radio, I would say just be on the lookout. Make sure you have a lot of material because at night you don't want to be leaning on phone calls, especially on weekend nights when people have had a few adult beverages. And I'm not saying that Dave had had some adult beverages. I'm saying Dave's call reminded me of the first time I had ever gotten trolled. Probably, I don't know if it was Dave or not. But yeah, that was that. So, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time did not make the top 10 list. Now, see, this is where a dilemma takes place for Joe Beamer. I am not a Bruce Springsteen fan. You all know that. We've talked about it. I don't think he can sing, okay? Funny enough, though, Merry Christmas Baby is one of the only Bruce Springsteen songs I actually like. But this got a vote on the text board. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, as much as I don't like Bruce Springsteen, that song does not bother me. But it got a vote on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Oh, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid? That's like one of my favorites. That's probably on my top 10 favorite Christmas songs. Do They Know It's Christmas Time, Band-Aid. Let's go to CJ in Buffalo. CJ, what's on your worst Christmas song of all time?
Well, this one could be either the worst or the best. Father Christmas, Send Me Some Money by the Kinks.
Father Christmas by the Kinks. I have not heard this song before.
Oh, it's rock and roll. It's the Kinks.
Is it appropriate to play on the radio?
Oh, of course.
All right, let's get a little taste of this song.
Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys.
Oh, CJ, I could see how that song would get on someone's nerves very quickly. So you said it could be worst or best. Do you put it on the worst list?
You know, to tell you the truth, I tend to play everything.
Yeah.
Except the shoes and Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I don't really like those.
So you agree with the ranking so far that those songs can stay away from the radio and your Christmas will be just fine?
Oh, certainly.
All right, CJ, thank you. CJ in Buffalo. I had not heard the song before, but it's got that sound. It's got that sound where I could see why it would get on someone's nerves very quickly. 803-0930, star 930. Now, we continue to go down this list, but I told you I'd give you number one. And someone on the text board has guessed the number one song 100% correct, and according to USA Today, the worst Christmas song of all time is Alvin and the Chipmunks' Christmas Don't Be Late, and I 100% agree. This song does not need to be played.
Sing your song.
We don't need to play this song.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
We'd all be fine if we never heard it again.
Alvin.
Yeah, I don't ever need to hear that song. I agree. That is the worst Christmas song of all time. And I'll go a step further saying that's another one I never got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Remember back in the day when Cartoon Network was like in the 90s, they would play classic cartoons. That was most of the thing. And Alvin and the Chipmunks would be one of the cartoons they played on the Cartoon Network. I just never got into it. And when music on the internet first started getting big, I don't know if you've seen this, Tanner, people would get into just speeding up every song to make it sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, and they would make an Alvin and the Chipmunks version of every song. It's like, that's beyond annoying. Now, I will admit the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, okay, I could watch that again, but I don't need the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas song. That's annoying, and I'm glad to see that a few people had suggested that before we got it on the list. So, here is the official top 10, and I'll tell you the one I disagree with. Number one, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Christmas Don't Be Late. Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. New song, The Christmas Shoes. Jessica and Ashley Simpson, The Little Drummer Boy. Yeah, I mean, it was the early 2000s. What do you want? New Kids on the Block, Funky, Funky Christmas. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Dominic the Donkey, I think is a delightful little Christmas song. And I would think that there'd be people in our audience that would disagree with the assertion that that is a awful Christmas song. Here, if you don't know the song, is what it sounds like.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, la,
I mean,
la, 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 la.
I have nothing wrong with that song. I'm used to hearing that at Christmas time, right? But that was number six on the list. Number seven, the Pussycat Dolls, Santa Baby. Can't say I ever heard the Pussycat Dolls version of Santa Baby, but I think the original version of Santa Baby is an awful song, so that can be on the list. The Killers, Don't Shoot Me, Santa. Yeah, not a good song. Number nine, as we said, Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry Christmas. I agree. I disagree with number 10. Number 10 on the list is NSYNC, I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas. I think that's a delightful little song, and it reminds me of the Turkey Trot, because every year at the Turkey Trot, the album in my ears is NSYNC Home for Christmas, and my goal is to make sure that I've finished the run before the album's over. I think it's a great song. I never knew the meaning of Christmas until I looked into your eyes. It's a beautiful song. You should try, you should give it a listen. So I disagree with number 10. I disagree that Dominic the Donkey's a bad song. And I don't disagree that Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer is a bad song. I do not disagree whatsoever. I don't think you can listen to Christmas music without at least playing that once a season. That's what I'll say about that. It is one of those songs that gets stuck in your head, and you hate those songs, right? The songs that you get stuck in your head, and then you get caught singing it, right? And so I thought you hated that song. I do! That and Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time are songs that you hear it, you know, you're at the store, you're getting last-minute Christmas gifts, and you hear Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, and you're like, oh my, this song, oh my gosh, this song's so bad. And then, like, you know, later in the day, it's still stuck in your head, and you're singing it, and your significant other goes, I thought you didn't like that song. I don't like that song. I'm sorry. Well, we didn't get to things of holidays past that you miss. I'm just going to say two things, and then I want to get into this next week at some point. We didn't get to education and how it hasn't recovered since COVID. We'll get to that next week as well. But one thing, and this was pointed out by my mom, is she said that the Galleria doesn't do the full holiday, you know, the lights and everything like they used to. And like, if there's one time for the mall to be 100% go all out, it's Christmas time. I also have to say I miss the Boulevard Mall at Christmas. I thought the Boulevard Mall at Christmas was the best. They had the Bears, which are at One Seneca Tower. But I thought the Boulevard Mall, you walk in, you smell the Mrs. Fields cookies, you smell the Annie Ann's pretzels. It had that mall smell, and it was just all dressed up for Christmas. The Bears are singing. You got Christmas music coming out of every store. I miss that. I miss that feel a lot. I miss brand names, the Christmas brand names commercials. right? Bring brand names home for the holidays. But there's a lot more. I want to get to that next week. What do you miss that you wish would come back for the holidays? And we'll get into that next week on the Joe Beamer Show on News Radio 930 WBEN. But to get you home on a Friday and start your week in the right way, it is Tom Bowerly. Tom, happy Friday.
The right way?
The right way.
I don't know about that.
It's the only way.
Listen to Joe with the, I can't believe you mentioned Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I mean, to many of the people listening to our radio station, that is Diabolus in Musica. That is like the forbidden chord in music, and it's the forbidden song. Maybe it hits too close to home with our audience. I'm not sure.
Well, it's number two worst song of all time, according to USA Today. And according to the text board, our listeners are not too happy that I played it. But, you know, I had to illustrate what the list was saying.
Yeah, they take themselves too seriously. I'm sorry. They talk about talent taking itself. Sometimes I think the text board people take themselves way too seriously.
Keyboard warriors.
Cowards who don't call the show anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, they were not happy with me yesterday after some of the comments I had. But, you know, hey, I'm just being
honest. Just for that, I want to start. Every musical break today, I want to do Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer just to really tick them off because I'm in that kind of a mood today. So, yeah, Diabolus in Musica. I love that. Devil's music, baby. The devil's chord. The devil's song, Grandma Got Rid of. Folks, it's a whimsical song. That's, you know, right. What it's based on? Before you go rushing a judgment against Joe Beamer, do yourself a little favor. Go to the internet and look up what that song, the origin of the song. The origin of the song is the guy who wrote it, okay? Who's a country star, by the way. He's not a rap guy. He's a country guy. You know, America's music. Stand up when you say that, son. was talking about his grandmother being, you know, half in the bag on Christmas, smelling of bourbon, good Kentucky girl, and it's a whimsical song. It doesn't, oh my goodness, it doesn't condone doing anything with a motor vehicle when you are intoxicated.
Of course.
It doesn't condone homicide by reindeer. I mean, people you got to get over yourself, guys. You really do.
I don't disagree, Tom. I don't disagree. And I think it's one of those things. It's a staple.
Everybody's got to be upset. See, you know, people like to get upset because they like to wave the flag of sanctimony. You know, you don't believe as I do. You must be evil. Yes, I guess I am. So, speaking of evil, Joe.
Yes.
Step parents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, no, I ended the show yesterday the response was absolutely so much more than I even dreamt it was going to be. So this is the time of the year everybody's thinking about the wonderful holidays and love and togetherness, but we forget that in the real world, people get divorced and people remarry. And sometimes the kids of your previous marriage think that you made a really stupid decision in your spouse in the second or third or fourth marriage, and they will tell you. We had a story yesterday from a lady, and she said that she actually does Instagram about this, and she was actually going to put it up on Instagram that I was going to do this today. So I'm expecting lots of calls after 3 o'clock. Step parents from hell, or see the other side of that coin. Is stepchildren from hell. And what would you say, Joe, what would you say if I told you that there was a dude who was going to go for Christmas to a parent's house, but the parent's spouse said, well, I just happen to be going away by myself for the holidays so you can enjoy your child yourself. To me, what that says is, you know what? I don't like the stepkid and I really don't respect you, because even if your stepkid is an absolute numbnuts, there's such a thing as taking one for the team in a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, if you love the person, you love everything about them, and you know, it also means you have to put up with their families. That goes in every situation.
You know what? All I can say is Mrs. Clark Griswold put up with Sparky in Christmas Vacation. I'm pretty sure anybody out there can put up with their degenerate, vile, loser, scumbag kids of the spouse that you now have from a previous marriage.
I can't disagree, Tom. I when you marry someone, you marry everything, including their family. That's what I've been told.
Well, maybe you don't have to pay support. As long as there's a prenup, yeah, why not?
Tom Bowerly is up next on this Friday. Tom, have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Sunday for Hardline. Kevin Hardwick amongst my guests, starting at 10 o'clock on Sunday. And then I'll be back here on Monday. By the way, before we get out of here, someone said the song Christmas in the Sand by Colby Collette. I agree. That is definitely on the top 10 worst songs of all Christmas songs of all time list, Texter. That is an awful song. I completely agree. Back on Sunday for Hardline, then Monday at 1. Tom is next after Puckett. Have a great weekend. Go Bills. Talk to you Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.